T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Off and running hour 2. Welcome in, Christian Garrick here. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Mark Menard at Master Control and on a Sports Flash awaiting your phone call at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Our WWL Blue Runner Foods opinion poll. If you had to pick one, which do you prefer, college football or the NFL? Got a text here from 6740 College. You have a full day to recover from drinking before you go to work. Nah, there's a bonus there. Another one said, I'm not going to get to that one. I'm just not right now. Hey, did you see where, how about this? T.O., not going to the Hall of Fame? Well, we're going to mail you your jacket, your gold jacket. Not even going to acknowledge him during the ceremony. Hey, he forced his way to it. I'm fine with it. That's what I would do if I were the NFL, if I was the Hall of Fame. Back to the phones. Thanks for your patience, John and Gretna. You're on WWL.
Yes, sir.
Hey, John.
College. Overwhelmingly college. I'm 61 years old. I've seen about every Saints game I've had, and college is close to the football that I used to know.
And how's that?
The main is the rules are ridiculous. It's more like championship wrestling in the NFL.
How is it like championship wrestling?
Well, they have a rule, the pass interference rule. You know, it can be like a 2-yard penalty or a 99-yard penalty or whatever. You know, and it decides the game.
It's a spot foul. You don't like the spot foul.
I don't like
the spot foul either.
No, I mean that makes the game. I mean, like I said, in college, you know, they have rules, and I don't think they've changed much of that as far as, you know, pass interference. So there's a, you know, there's a little strategy there. And also, you know, I mean, all the rules, I mean, tackling the quarterback, where can you actually, it's too much opinion of where he hit him and this and that.
Well, you know why that is though, right? Cause I mean,
I don't care.
I'm just telling you why. Cause the league, cause it's a professional league and they know that stars are the ones that drive that league. Typically the stars are the quarterbacks and fans want to be able to watch these elite quarterbacks. Cause that's what ultimately draws a lot of fans, whether it's to the TV or to the games, for those star quarterbacks and those star players in particular.
Well, I can tell you, you know who Errol Morrill is? And Bob Greasy.
Yes.
So you're right in most cases, but sometimes, you know, I mean, he played, you know, and then he got him to the playoffs. And then I believe, you know, Bob Greasy took over, right or wrongly. I understand what you're saying, and I don't want anybody to hit Drew Brees because, you know, trust me, I like it if it's my quarterback, but it did take football out of football.
To a certain degree. Well, but there's some things about
that's the only rule in the NFL. That's the only rule. I'll follow all kind of sports. That's the only rule that can be that drastic of a difference, the pass interference rule.
No, right. I agree. I'm not a fan of the spot foul of the pass interference in the NFL. I'm just not. That would be one of the rule changes I'd like to see for the NFL. But in college football, again, it goes back to, you know, the 1 foot in. Why isn't it 2 feet on a catch? The width of the field. Yeah, it's the same. The width is, but if you go back and look at it with the hash marks, the way they're spread out, 40 feet apart in college opposed to 18 and a half, for the NFL, much different game. Much cleaner, much faster. You're not defending air. You're not defending space in the NFL. You are in college football. John, thanks for your phone call. Mark and Metairie, what's going on, Mark? You're on WWL.
Okay, Christian. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the pro versus college. And it seems like everyone's calling in talking about they love college. And I just want to make two points about why I love pro football. Number one, from an emotional standpoint, you know, like being a Saints fan growing up in New Orleans after Katrina, you know, the fact of the matter is that means nothing. I could be an emotional fan of the Saints all day, but that's not an argument as to why one is better than the other. You have people calling in saying they're big LSU fans. Well, what does that really mean at the end of the day? You know, that's not an argument. Now let's talk about the logical reason why pro football.
Let me go back for a second, Mark. Hold on. Let me go back for a second, Mark. You're right. Look, just because you're an LSU fan doesn't mean that you are that you prefer college football over the NFL. You just prefer LSU because it's on Saturday. But if the two were played at the same time of the day on Sunday, which would you watch?
Obviously the Saints, and I guess we have to go through the logical aspect here because
no NFL. Remove the Saints. Remove the Saints from it. Hold on, Mark. Hold on, Mark. Hold on, Mark. 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 Hold on, Mark. Forget the Saints. I'm talking about the NFL. It could be an NFL game. Doesn't have your favorite team in it, and a college game doesn't have your favorite team in it. Which are you watching? To me, it's the NFL. Like I said, they play it at an elite level. They play it fast. They play it better. The game's faster moving. The strategy is much different and much stronger and much better in the NFL. That's the way you could approach it. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, it just seems that in college you have a lot of guys that are trying to get to the NFL, trying to make that next level. I mean, why do we like the Olympics? Why don't we watch, you know, high school wrestling? No, we want to see Olympic wrestling. We want to see the best of the best. So, like, from my standpoint, I feel like as a sports fan, you should want to watch the guys that have put in the most and have the most talent to make it to the next level.
Look, I'm with you, Mark. I don't, you know, again, I'm all about the NFL. If I had to choose, if there was a game on in college football at the same time as the NFL, I'm watching the NFL. I just am. Thanks for the phone call. Anthony in Slidell, what's going on, Anthony? College or pros?
Hey, Christian. Thanks for taking my call. I'm an Alabama fan. I've got to go with college. But with that said,
well, it's easy to be a college football fan these days if you're an Alabama fan. I mean, of course you're going to love college football. You guys are dominating.
But I've always been a Saints fan. I mean, my first Saints game was in 72, the Saints against the Rams. Archie Manning was quarterback for the Saints. Roman Gabriel for the Rams. And up until about 2011, I would say it was nip and tuck. I always liked college, always liked pro, but I guess the one thing I've noticed as I've gotten older, I've got more into recruiting, and so I enjoy the recruiting aspect of it. So I do know a lot of the kids.
I don't like recruiting. You know why? But again, the NFL doesn't have it right all the time either with the draft, but I mean, because they miss on players or players that went undrafted and ended up being superstars. Same thing with recruiting, trying to put a star on a kid. He's a one-star. I mean, Drew Brees was a one-star recruit, a one-star.
Yeah, but you can't judge hard. That's,
no,
that's
I know. I know. Look, the NFL system is not perfect either. I get that.
No. Well, I guess, you know, my sports utopia year was 2009 when the Saints won the Super Bowl and Alabama won a national championship and beat Texas. Now, I'll be honest. I cried when the Saints won. Man, I screamed. Everybody in the neighborhood knew the Saints won. They didn't have to watch the game. You could have heard it from me. And I was thrilled when Alabama won, you know, the national championship that year. But you give me two college teams that I'm not a fan of, and you give me two pro teams that I'm not a fan of, and I would watch the college game. And I know there's a lot more there with the tailgating, and tailgating with Saints are fun because we do it different down here.
Yeah, but it's not on the level of a great college tailgate. It's just not.
Yeah, but that's, you know, but again,
it's more business oriented. I acknowledge that, Anthony. It's more business oriented in the NFL. It's more festive, fan friendly, family environment in college. It's community. Like I said, it's pageantry. And it's more businesslike in the NFL. And that's, some people are turned on by that. Some people are turned off by that. Thanks for the phone call, Anthony. Coming back for Chuck, Sean, and Steven. Also, I'm going to check in down in Jacksonville. Zach Goodall, host of the Locked On Jaguars podcast. Marcel Darius, and a bit of hot water. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Jacksonville Jaguars, Marcel Darius, and a bit of hot water. If you're on hold, sit tight. Sean, Big Mike, and Chuck coming back for your phone calls. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Christian Garrick here. Yeah, Marcel Darius, and a bit of a problem. That's the best way to say it. A bit of an issue. Zach Goodall, host of the Locked On Jaguars podcast, at @Zach_Goodall on Twitter. Zach, this woman that claims that Marcel Darius gave her an STD and apparently had unconsensual sex with her while she was sleeping. How much of the Jaguars talked about this?
So far, it's been kept pretty quiet so far, and that's just what the Jags like to do when it comes to news. They really like to dive in and get things figured out before they go public on making any comments. You could thank Tom Coughlin and company for that. That's just how they seem to work. But regardless, you know, they're going to have to comment on this soon because this doesn't look to be too good for the guy that they traded for just last year.
Yeah, look, I mean, the NFL has their investigation to this as well, and regardless of what the law says or what the police find, we all know that the NFL's investigation is independent. So it looks like to me, in some way, shape, or form, it's likely that Marcel Darius is going to face some sort of league sanctions here.
I would think so, especially because there are now multiple cases against him. One of them apparently came out a little bit before this, but it was kept very quiet in that there was a second unconsensual sex that happened, I believe it was not this past January, but the January before, at a rental mansion just outside of Tampa, where a woman claimed that she was drugged and then taken advantage of by Darius at a big party where there were other NFL players as well as illegal drugs.
This is starting to sound like Darren Sharper.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely it's not good. It's not a good look for Darius, obviously. And the NFL, after Ray Rice, obviously is trying to come down on these things a lot harder than they were beforehand. So I'd expect there to be some form of giant investigation into both cases, and assuming that he's found guilty by the NFL in any way, shape, or form, some form of punishment.
So how many allegations are there now, Zach?
Now there's two allegations. One last January and one from this past April.
Wow. What's the Jaguar Nation saying about this?
There's a bit of a mixed reaction. From what I've read from people I follow, there are people that are very, very, in lack of a better way to put it, protective of women. And I'm completely with that. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. No one would want someone like him on the team if he's found guilty of these things. At the same time, there's also a lot of Jag Nation that sticks to the idea of innocent until proven guilty. So I'd say it's about split. Both sides, I think, are pretty justified.
No, yeah, look, I'm fine with the innocent until proven guilty. It's one of the great things about this country is that you have that right. But at the same time, once you're found guilty, though, you deserve to be slammed in this case.
Oh, definitely. It's the same thing with LeSean McCoy. Whether or not he was the actual person that entered that house or he had someone set it up, if he's found guilty, people are talking about his career being over, but this is more of like a life thing. Like, you need to get things figured out if you're found guilty of this kind of stuff. It's not good.
Zach Goodall, Locked On Jaguars, at @Zach_Goodall. Too close to Goodell for me, man. I'm sorry. I'm just messing with you.
I hear that way too much.
Zach, thanks for the time. We appreciate it, man.
Of course. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. All right. Coming back for Sean and Chuck and you two at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Also, in the NBA, do you want them to seed the playoffs regardless of conference, 1 through 16? Good or bad idea for the NBA? You want them to keep it the way it is, current playoff format intact, where you have such an imbalance between the West and the East. 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Which do you prefer, college or pro football? It's our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll online for you at WWL.com. Cast your vote there or call us at 504-260-1870. Sean in Hammond, what's going on, Sean? You're on WWL.
Yeah, Christian. Well, I'm a football fan no matter what, pro, college. I like watching college a little better. You know, not the pageantry. It's the kids, you know, trying to excel and trying to get better at the game and playing it because they love the game for the most part. You got the small percentage that's going to go on to the pros. Yeah, they playing it because, you know, they trying to get better. But they playing it because they want to go to the pros. They know they have the ability as long as they don't get hurt.
You like the innocence of college football, or the perceived innocence of college football.
Yeah. And then I got a bone to pick with you here. right.
Okay.
Would you rather watch Cleveland play New York Jets rather than watching Ole Miss play Alabama?
No, but I mean, now you're talking about a crab game. You're talking about a crab game in the NFL and a really good game. You got now. Would I rather watch Cleveland and the New York Jets and versus in college football? Give me two obscure teams that aren't very good. Then I'm going to watch the pro game. I just am that comparison, like Rice and somebody else. I'm not watching Rice and somebody else versus an NFL game. I don't care how bad the NFL teams are. That's a bad comparison, Sean. Not fair.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But the NBA thing, the playoffs, yeah, I think that could be a good thing for the NBA. But what I would like to see with the NFL is to seed within the conference. I don't know. I know you remember a few years
back. They do seed within the conference. They do seed within the conference.
Well, not above division winner.
Yeah. Well, I think there has to be a value for winning your division. There has to be a reward for that. Sean, I got to move on. Thanks, man. Thanks for the phone call. Mike Triplett, ESPN NFL Nation, at Mike Triplett on Twitter. Mike, what does Gunflex Right Stack 394 Dragon Smoke Kill Turbo Sucker Right mean?
Well, obviously, Christian. Everybody knows that. No, thanks for having me on. I was really excited to do that story and get time with both Sean Payton and Drew Brees this offseason.
It's a great read.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, that the Saints had tweeted that out, and NFL Films had that mic'd up for that one. And every once in a while, you get to hear one of their play calls. But it just finally dawned on me that, like, I want to know what that means. But not only that, I want to know where it came from in history. Now, I already knew that Sean Payton's a West Coast guy and that he really learned that under John Gruden, but Drew Brees is really interesting because he ran the spread in college. Then he went to San Diego and he ran Air Coryell, where they number their plays. Then he came to New Orleans and he learned the West Coast offense, and he said it was like learning a new language. And so those guys were great, not only, you know, breaking down this particular play call and what everything they're saying in the huddle means and why they say all of it, but also, you know, the history of where their offensive developments came from. So, I mean, they're one of the best offensive pairings in NFL history. And to get them talking about a subject, you know, that they're obviously – they've mastered more than almost any coach and player combo or, you know, an elite coach and player combo is really cool.
I liked it. Plus, I'm always fascinated by the lingo of the NFL. You know, I mean, the way these come up with some of these plays and what they name them and all this other stuff, it's fascinating to me. And it might as well be, you know, written in a foreign language for all we know.
Yep.
All, you know, as far as we're concerned, we don't know what any of this stuff means. That's what's great about it.
Well, it's funny. So I'm sitting in Sean Payton's office, and I'm, you know, there's a combination of admitting, hey, I don't know any of this stuff. Teach it to me. And not wanting to look like an idiot, but like, so he said to me, you know, he probably assumes I know more than I do. And he says something like, so we've got Henry and we've got Hank and we've got, whatever the other H name was. I can't remember off the top of my head. And I'm like, well, why do you have all those different ways? He goes, those are all hitch routes. And I go, so why don't you just say hitch? You don't want the defense to hear you say hitch? And he goes, no, they're all different hitch routes. One of them's 7 yards, one of them 9 yards, one of them's 11 yards. And I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't know that. But, you know, like, there's a reason for everything, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to see how all this, you know, can be composed. And so what'd you learn?
Well, I'll tell you the one thing. I went into it, all the things we just said. I went into it wanting to know, okay, what does – here's this play call. Tell me everything in that play call and what it all means. And then why do you choose that over a number system or a shorter play? Why don't you use wristbands? What did you used to run? You know, do they get longer as you go along? I had all these questions. But then what I ended up leading the story with was what fascinated me more than anything was I brought this play up to Drew Brees, and I did not tell him what game it came from. I knew that it was a run play from a regular season game against Tampa Bay 2 years ago. And I said, so here's the play I was thinking of using. And I read it, 394, you know. And I'm like, so, like, do you recognize that play? And I was asking him, do you know what that all means, what I just said to you? And he's like, I think we've run that play twice ever
And the last time was 2 years ago against Tampa Bay, and we scored on it, I think.
Of course.
Home run, and I'm like, what?
Of course Breeze would say that, though. He has total recall.
Exactly. And so I said, so wait, you can do that with every play? And he goes, pretty much every, like, memorable play. And I go, so if I say Lance Moore's two-point conversion pass in the Super Bowl, and instantly, whatever it was, blah, 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 blah. And like I wrote, as if he was saying his phone number. He knows them all.
Yeah, those two are special, that's for sure. That's a good research by you, good get by you. I enjoyed the read. Speaking NFL lingo 101, Sean Payton and Drew Brees, you can find it at ESPN.com. Mike Triplett, at Mike Triplett on Twitter, ESPN NFL Nation reporter. Mike, looking ahead to training camp about 2 weeks away, what's on your mind? What's going to be on your mind the first week of camp? Like, what do you want to see to make sure you're validating or looking for?
You know, there's not to think they've got this season in the bag or anything. There's not a ton of question marks about this team that you like have to find them develop during training camp. I mean, if they stay healthy, you know, they've got a lot of good things about them. I'd say the two position groups, though, that are the biggest curiosities are that defensive end edge rusher position outside of Cameron Jordan. Either, you know, is Alex Okafor going to be healthy enough to contribute right away, or is Marcus Davenport going to come along quickly enough to contribute right away? Because that's a huge position. And if those guys both pan out, then they're in great shape. But, you know, there's question marks surrounding both those guys. And then the same thing on offense at wide receiver. If Cameron Meredith can be a true number two receiver, that position is great. But if not, they need to find somebody, because it's really Michael Thomas, Ted Ginn Jr., and a lot of question marks there too. Kind of surprisingly so, even at the tight end position, they don't have a ton of proven pass catchers on this team. Now, they've always been able to do it, no matter who Drew Brees is thrown to, but I'm curious to see who develops as those like top three targets in this offense.
Mike, I'm going to ask you our opinion poll online at WWL.com from Blue Runner. If you had to pick one, which one would you pick, NFL or college football? And I realize you cover the NFL. I know,
yeah.
You covered the college game as well, so I think you have a pretty unique insight on this.
Also went to college.
Of course.
Still a big Iowa Hawkeye fan.
Yeah, I know.
But no, look,
I know.
You know what? I heard you talking about that when I came in here, and I am going to pick the NFL. I it's a pretty easy choice for me. But I was having a conversation with a friend of mine once, and he was saying he just thinks it matters more to college players. It's more peer, all those.
I don't buy those arguments.
I would say I don't either, because what I would say to him is, look, college players do care, and it means a lot to them. But every player in that NFL, now some of it is selfishly motivated. But, I mean, we even had these conversations with Kamara and Lattimore and Michael Thomas. These guys want to be the best ever. They know everybody else in their profession is watching their film. They are working year-round to be elite. I mean, now there's some lollygaggers in the NFL, but they get weeded out. You, like, don't talk about purity. There's probably college football players who are happy to just be on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Most NFL players are almost too intense and too motivated to be great. So if you think the NFL players are the ones who don't care, you're definitely wrong about that. They really care about being elite. Now, you could say, I'd rather have my child play college football but also study and be a well-rounded individual. But if you want the player who cares the absolute most about being elite, then you want an NFL player.
Yeah, look, I also talked about it, Mike, from a strategy standpoint. My biggest rub with college football is you're defending space and you're defending men. In the NFL, because the hash marks are much closer, you're not defending as much space.
Yeah, I mean, they've almost become, strategy-wise, they've almost become a different sport because there's so much spread offense in college football. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you could make an argument for one or the other. But obviously in the NFL, you're getting the most, for the most part, I mean, obviously Nick Saban and Urban Meyer are two of the greatest coaches of all time at either level, but you're getting the most sophisticated minds, the most advancements, the most elite athletes. So if you want to see it played at the highest level, then the sophistication definitely goes up in the NFL too.
Mike Triplett, ESPN NFL Nation reporter covering the Saints, at Mike Triplett. We'll see you in about 2 weeks for training camp. Mike, thanks.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Coming back for Chuck and Ponchatoula. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. All right, welcome back to Sports Talk. Chuck in Ponchatoula, thanks for your patience. You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. It's enjoying the topic of the show today, but the I kind of disagree with you on the hash mark question. The I think that's a detriment in the NFL. I understand, you know, why they do it, but I don't see that it necessarily makes the game more of a man-on-man kind of game because the players are still lined up, you know, shoulder to shoulder, but it just takes away the wide side of the field and short side of the field. And I can only imagine what Sean Payton could do with the strategy of having, you know, the ability to you not only control where you're going with the ball, but you're controlling where you're setting up the next play. And to me, it just adds a lot of strategy to the offensive side of the game.
No, you just acknowledged it, Chuck. You said that you would want Sean to be able to have that. I don't. It's not a good thing. It would not be a good thing in the NFL. I think you have to strategize more because you're in tighter quarters, because you don't have the open side of the field or the wide side of the field. That's where in college football, most of the time, you have so much room out there that, A, not only do you have to defend the formation, but you have to almost defend that part of the field to where it's in the NFL because the hash marks are so close. You're defending the same part of the field along with men, so it's not like you're defending men and another part of the field.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I think the NFL has the speed to be able to do it. I think it'd be really interesting to see.
I don't think it would be. I think it would be bad.
In general, I generally, normally, with the exception of watching the Saints, I generally prefer the college game. However, that's kind of changing because I'm really getting somewhat disillusioned with the college game, not because of the game itself, but because of the nature of the college football fan today, where if you don't win 10 games, your season's a disaster, and I think it's killing the game. You know, I'm one of those that I would, from a couple of years ago when everybody was all up in arms about LSU losing a couple of games, and I can tell you I would rather see 10 of that 16-14 or whatever lost to Wisconsin at Lambeau Field than 15 38-0 wins over ULM any day of the year. And I think it's killing the game, the attitude that if you don't find a way to play 7 home games and put 10 wins on the book, your season's just not going to make it. I think it's horrible, horrible for the college game, just as in the number of bowl games, which is part of that same thing.
Yeah, Chuck, you know, you're on the money there, man. I don't like the amount of bowl games. You know, it's way too many. And look, you're right as far as the 7 home games and playing against not so tough non-conference schedules, but yet then again they have these big openers, you know, like LSU's opening up against Miami and Alabama has opened up against Michigan and other big schools in the past. I think that part of college football is great, but as far as the 38-0 beatings of Southeastern or whomever, ULM, that's not good for college football, but you have to do it, especially when you're in the SEC. When you're playing an SEC schedule, you can't play as tough a non-conference schedule because of how tough your conference schedule ultimately is. Chuck, thanks for the phone call. We'll step away and come back here. This is Sports Talk on WWL. If you used to listen to WWL on the app called TuneIn, well, we're not there anymore. You can no longer hear WWL in over 100 great stations on the TuneIn app or website. Now, the only places you can stream WWL radio is WWL.com or the radio.com app and website. Make the switch now to radio.com app. Go to the radio.com/listen or download the radio.com app now to continue listening to WWL and many other great radio stations. For everybody with Amazon speakers, radio.com is now compatible with Alexa and Echo. That is great news. That's where you can check us out, radio.com. At WWL.com, you can check out our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll. Which do you prefer, college or pro football? Right now, in our unscientific poll, 53% are saying the NFL, 47% are saying college football. What do you say? 504-260-1870, text 870-870. College football games tend to drag on. I know the NFL is not the most expeditious game out there. The number of players on the roster, I mean, there's a number of reasons why I choose the NFL over college football. Nothing against college football, but if I had to choose between one or the other, it's the pro game. Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast, joining us next. Do you want the NBA to just seed the playoffs, regardless of conference, 1 through 16, is that good? Or do you want the current format, the Western Conference and Eastern Conference, not all jumbled up? Do you want those changes to come in place, 1 through 16 in the NBA for playoff seeding? Tell me at 504 260-1870. Text 870-870. This is WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.